Even as the Bush administration seeks a new United Nations resolution against Iraq, it's reaching out to North Korea. President Bush has labeled both countries, along with Iran, as part of an axis of evil. The White House announced yesterday that the United States will send an envoy to North Korea soon. The visit would be the first dialogue between the United States and North Korea under the Bush administration. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What prompted this decision to send an envoy to North Korea?
Well, this visit actually has been in the works for quite a while. The United States had offered to send an envoy to Pyongyang in the summer. It was supposed to be James Kelly, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, who also is expected to be the envoy for this visit. But then in July, there was an exchange of gunfire between South and North Korean naval vessels, and the United States canceled the visit, or they withdrew the offer. But not long after that, U.S. officials remarked upon what really seemed to be a change in attitude or behavior by the North. The North came close to an apology for the naval incident. Then it offered to resume talks with South Korea and Japan, which has happened, and indicated it was interested in a dialogue with the Bush administration. Secretary of State Powell followed up by arranging a brief conversation with North Korea's foreign minister when both men were in Brunei in late July for a conference. And at that point, it was fairly clear that Washington was prepared to go ahead. It was just a question of when. And also whether there would be some new incident that might make one capital or the other cancel the talks.
Now, the purpose of this visit is what?
Number one item on the U.S. agenda is security, primarily the status of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which is supposed to have been frozen under a 1994 agreement, and also missile proliferation. In the final days of the Clinton administration, the U.S. and North Korea reportedly came very close to reaching a significant deal on missiles, and that undoubtedly will be back on the table, although the Bush administration is likely to proceed far more slowly and more skeptically than its predecessor, especially when it comes to the issue of verification. And the United States also wants to broaden the talks to include issues such as conventional forces, meaning the deployment of North Korea's huge standing army, which is very close to South Korea's capital.
And what's North Korea want?
Money, primarily. North Korea is an economic disaster. Its leader, Kim Jong-il, has started experimenting with economic reforms, and he's looking for assistance wherever he can get it.
What's likely to come out of the talks?
This is not going to be an easy process. There are lots of pitfalls. North Korea has resisted for well over a year U.S. attempts to broaden any talks to include conventional forces. That large standing army is North Korea's primary source of leverage in dealing with the United States and South Korea and Japan. So North Korea is likely to resist that. North Korea also is not going to like U.S. pressure to allow international inspectors back into the country immediately to monitor the North's compliance with obligations under the 1994 nuclear weapons agreement. Also, if the North doesn't see some evidence that the talks will yield some financial benefit, Pyongyang is unlikely to make any major concessions on the security issues that are of interest to the U.S.
So you've got Iraq and North Korea as part of an axis of evil, and the Bush administration is sending an envoy to North Korea and possibly an army to Iraq.
That's true. Administration officials say that both Iraq and North Korea, pursuing weapons of mass destruction, are engaged in missile proliferation, and both mistreat their own people and have a history of supporting terrorism. Yet, administration officials say there are significant differences. They say that Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, has demonstrated a willingness to use weapons of mass destruction, even against his own people. North Korea has not. Also, Iraq, unlike North Korea, has demonstrated aggression against its neighbors. And Iraq is in violation of numerous UN Security Council resolutions, especially those having to do with disarmament. The administration says the UN has been trying to talk to Iraq for years, and now it's time to take some sort of action.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara.